The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, you see, JK texts here to give us the other side of why people might not want to go back to work. I drive 2 hours to work, then work 8.5 hours and then 2 hours plus home. We are now 5 to 9 and not 9 to 5. Big mortgages is the reason we are all burning out. Monica here says very poetically, it's like work has invaded my sanctuary, which is my home, a place that I can forget about work. And that's why I need to get back into the office. Now, Deirdre O'Shea did say there that one of the things that would help prevent burnout is taking a holiday. And I'm choosing to interpret my conversation with the president at the end there as him encouraging us all to get a nice holiday as well. So, and now there might be a chance of travelling later in the summer. And, there's, you know, we all know the back and forth on that. So I suppose one question, though, that a lot of people are grappling with now is, do you take a chance on booking flights now or booking a holiday now? While they're reasonably cheap, or do you wait even if you're going to have to pay a lot more when we have more certainty? So also the question is, if you do book those flights and then you can't travel, what are your options in terms of cancellation and everything? Siobhan Maguire from talkright.ie is on the line. Good afternoon, Siobhan.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
Siobhan, have 500,000 Irish people already booked holidays for this summer?
People are booking all right, Brendan, and there's definitely a conversation starting about overseas travel again. But I think anyone booking needs to be prepared for a version of what we had last summer, which was pretty much a calamity of cancellations, a scrambling for refunds or bonded vouchers, and essentially a consumer rights limbo.
OK, so let's take people through this simply. So yeah. If people are thinking of, say you're thinking of booking a flight in August, you're going to take a chance. And if you're booking on Ryanair and if you're booking on Aer Lingus, let's take the two of those as the two obvious ones. What are you being offered in terms of being able to cancel those flights or move those flights? And when can you move them up to, etc.?
Yes, yeah, so Ryanair currently has a zero flight change fee in place, and that applies to booking before the 30th of June of this year. So you're instantly taking a punt on being allowed to fly between now and the 31st of October, because that's the window of travel time on offer.
Okay,
and
so if you move that, your August flight, you can only move it up to sometime in October.
Absolutely, yeah. And after that, then you go back to the flight change fees, Brendan. And these can be as much as 70 to 100 euro each way, and then you've additional fees for the likes of check-in bags and so on.
Yeah, okay. So with Ryanair, that could cost you more than the flights cost in the first place. Yeah, sorry, Aer Lingus, go on.
Aer Lingus, Brendan, has a Booking with Confidence campaign underway until the end of the year. And that, the idea of this is flexibility, where they will allow you a free change on any flight departing before the end of this year. So you can change dates and you can change them up to 2 hours before departure.
Wow,
but just
okay.
An interesting point, actually, is on the terms and conditions of these airlines, Brendan. And you know, you're quite right in that you can change your flights then until the end of October. But what that means for the consumer is, if you've a holiday booked in August and you change that to October, the fare difference is actually going to be less, but it won't be passed on to the consumer.
Ah.
But if you book in June and switch it to August, the fare difference will be higher and you have to pay that.
Okay. And tell me, Aer Lingus, you can move any flight that you book for up to the end of the year. And can you move those flights within what, any time in 2022?
Within to the end of the year. So it's they're only looking at 2021 at the moment and giving you that kind of flexibility.
But what's
in terms
the
win- of,
what's the window that where you can move the flight to? Can you move a flight into next year with Aer Lingus, do you know?
Well, you can move a flight with any airline into next year if you want to.
Okay.
It's just you will pay that little bit extra. There is a fare difference that applies to actually moving the flights at the moment with the day change with Aer Lingus too. So
okay.
You can absolutely switch to next year, Brendan, but you will pay the fare difference.
And listen, I presume that it's different with all the various holiday providers, but are they tending to offer people flexibility if you book a package holiday?
Yeah, well, the travel agents now are advising consumers to play a little bit of a waiting game. You know, we need to be very, very careful about booking because I think people who do scramble to book early in the summer, and remember, we're not even being told that we're allowed to travel until maybe the end of August, Brendan. So people who do travel are doing so against government advice, and that brings into the equation the whole issue of travel insurance because they're going to follow the letter of the law, and if you're not, then your travel policy is invalidated.
Okay, so look, I'm getting the sense very strongly from you, Siobhan McGuire, that you are saying to people, hold on a while and wait till we get more clarity. And of course, we will be getting some clarity next week, hopefully.
Absolutely, Brendan. I mean, I'll be fully vaccinated in 2 weeks, so that's not that side of travel that worries me. It's my weekly work of helping consumers who booked last year who are still chasing their tails trying to get refunds. And I do see the same thing happening if you book in early summer this year.
OK, and there's still a big mess there from last year, is there?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. I mean, not a week goes by, Brendan, where I'm not trying to help somebody get money back on package holidays or airline refunds.
Okay, all right, Siobhan McGuire from talkrate.ie, thank you very much.